This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Noelle Lim. Launched in 1998, Bonus Link is one of Malaysia's pioneering consumer rewards program. Its key partners and also shareholders are Shell, Parkson, the chain of department stores, and MBank. However, since the advent of e-wallets like GrabPay and aggressive promotions by credit card companies, consumer preferences have shifted. I'd like to find out how Bonus Link is still staying relevant. We speak to the CEO, Melvin Ooi. Good to have you on the show. If we could just start with the COVID-19 situation. COVID-19 has been a wake-up call for many companies. How might you be rethinking about the future of Bonus Link?
I was actually brought in to look at how do we reform and transform the Bonus Link itself. And I guess the COVID-19 is actually helping us to validate what we believe in and also accelerate our plan towards transforming the organizations itself. To be fair, the organizations has been doing very well over the years. We have been profitable. We have over 9.5 million member base, out of which almost half of them are still active, still actively spending with us. They have been spending over 10 billion ringgit a year with us. And we do have a lot of very supportive partners, including our shareholders, who continue to move with us. But of course, with the change of time, we definitely need to scale up. We definitely need to be more digital. We definitely need to reach out to our customer a bit more and to be part of their daily life, to be their lifestyle.
I did a quick poll in my office and none of my millennial colleagues have a Bonus Link card or even downloaded the app. Only their parents and grandparents still have the card. And also, I cannot help but notice, I think when I'm just looking at your financial results, the financial accounts, revenue has been declining since 2014, same with profits, but still profitable. If you could tell us, what are your plans to stay relevant, given that there are so many e-wallets, credit card deals and emerging super apps like Grab?
We are still the leading loyalty programs in Malaysia. But again, I think right to your point that when the e-wallets and others are coming in, they are definitely encroaching into the same field that we play. And for us to continue to stay relevant, we can't be just defensive and not doing anything and keep a hold to our existing partner. We definitely need to be a bit more aggressive. We definitely need to do more to counter that, to stay relevant, so that, to your point, the millennial will start turning heads and say, hey, this is interesting, this is fresh, this is new. I should be taking up the membership on that. And that is definitely what we are doing in terms of how do we increase our merchant base, so that it won't be just the handful of them that is with us. In fact, we have increased our big merchants to 41 this year, especially targeting on the online space. We also increased our digital touch point. One thing good is we actually stopped all our static billboards. We don't renew them. We actually went more on the digital touch point, where we go into YouTube, we go into Facebook, we go to IG. It's still early days, but I think a few signs are quite encouraging, to be fair. Mm-hmm. We used to have over 400,000 registrations on our app. Not a big number, but when I launched my new app, until now, we already have more than 75,000 registrations. So it's quite encouraging the speed that it goes up. And we hope that we will hit 500,000 or a million by year end, because only then we will be relevant to the partners and also to the customers. And to us, how do we also increase our scalability? And we have invested since last year heavily in terms of our system, so that whatever that we have created over the years in terms of the system, in terms of the processes. How do we scale it up? How do we allow the smaller merchants, the medium-sized merchants, to actually enjoy the same benefits? And of course, we have been sitting on a wealth of data, and we are barely scratching the surface on using the data. How do we use the data more so that our members will have something more personalized, more customized to them, and vice versa for our merchant partners. How do we give them more insights at a more aggregate level so that they understand their business better? They could see the change in the customer behavior a lot faster and react and proactively work on it as well. To be fair, the technology nowadays, it's not that tough. Anyone and everyone who wants to run their own loyalty program, they could. But how do we help them? How do we bring value to them? Instead of they investing into their system, their operational process, why not write on what we have, use our processes, which has been tested and proven to be working. And also at the back of it, we have a lot of data, which we actually engage an outsourced party to help us to work on the data, to make more sense of the data and use this data and give it back to our partners so that they can do more, learn more in a more effective way.
Insurance payments and bank deposits, that's something BonusLink has always had this arrangement with Public Bank and MBank. So whenever someone put money in a particular Public Bank account, for example, they can get BonusLink points, but in lieu of interest income. Is that the area you want to grow in, like more on the financial services, financial payments?
The financial products and services has always been there, and we have a very high penetration in terms of our bank population in Malaysia. But having said that, how do we bring that more easily? And that to us is definitely a second phase that we want to go in. If I have a very strong app, the next thing then is how do we extend it where, hey, there's a new interesting financial product there. Could it be a credit line? Could it be investment products? Very simple insurance product on COVID-19. And these are the things that we are in discussion with our existing partner. And it's something that we are brewing and want to work it out, because that's what we believe our extension of the lifestyle app would be. And that's not just part of it. It's also that I have a very strong, very big motorist base within our organization, within our member base. How do I reach out to them, make it easier for them to renew their motor insurance, for example?
The biggest segment of customers is actually the people without an e-wallet. Either they're not tech savvy or they just cannot be bothered. How are you tapping into this segment? How are you going to make it so sexy that people would actually want to just download that app? Because as I understand, there are many reports who say people are actually very reluctant to download more apps.
One thing for sure, there are always those more value-driven customers and also more tech-savvy ones, where they were always on the lookout to look at what's new, what's interesting, how would it improve my lifestyle, my life. So this is obviously a segment that earlier or the first adopters of the app. Having said that, I think we have to go back to understand the human psychology or members' wants. How do we create the value to them? If I have over 400,000 members who are actively spending, interacting with us on a daily basis, we definitely show a value in there. The question is, how do I expand that? How do I bring a change or cultivate their behavior whereby not just spending with Shell, with Parkson, having a bank card, but please also use it on other merchant networks within our organization. Case in point is we are working very closely with PrestoMall, for instance, to bring the digital the products from their 6 million of SKU to our members. We work very closely with Agoda, where the hotels and travels part is actually could go through with us. We work very closely with EasyCab, and also we have added 24 new online merchants that sits with us. So anyone who, for example, wants to buy a Malaysia airline tickets or Watson online, not just they earn the Watson online points, they also earn BonusLink points by clicking through a link from our web or our app.
What I understand about consumers, they can be very aspirational. So would BonusLink, for example, maybe look into creating another tier of card, like, you know, a premium BonusLink card?
That's definitely something that we have in mind. And for me personally, I think the old ways of having a platinum tier, a gold tier, a classic tier, I think might not be very, very relevant if you do it based purely on expenditure or spending. To me, maybe that's because I came from Alipay previously. The way Alipay does it was actually quite different. It's not based on one single factor, i.e. the spend, but also cumulative interactions that you have done. And also based on your spending behavior, based on your demographic, where you are, who you are, your families, they actually create different things for different customers. Even at the same platinum tier, for example, different customers will see different offers, different deals, and different customized, tailored profiling that Alipay has done. To me, obviously, that's quite aspirational, but we definitely need to start somewhere.
I'm speaking with Melvin Uy, the CEO of Bonus Link Card on The Breakfast Grill. After this, we'll discuss if Bonus Link plans to apply for a digital bank license next year, or maybe it would be disposed or merged with an aspiring fintech player. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back. Melvin Uy, the CEO of Bonus Link Card, joins us today. You came from Alipay, Singapore, and presumably you were hired for your experience in a pure fintech. Will Bonus Link apply for a digital bank license when the applications open next year?
That is something that we are always working on and keep in view. I can't share too much on how exactly and what exactly we would be doing. But to me, end of the day, as a CEO of the organization, the most important part of all the single role that I need to do is to increase my shareholder value.
For example, your shareholder MBank is said to be interested in this license, a digital license, and maybe a foreign entities like Lee Ka Shing's AMTD, also non-tech players like Paramount and also tech players like Green Packet. Hypothetically speaking, what would be the characteristics of an ideal partner with Bonus Link if you want to apply for a digital bank license?
I guess the most important part is how everyone needs to know what is the digital license, banking license is for, and what's their end game. Obviously, different organizations would have different end games. And for us, obviously, we are more of a loyalty platform, loyalty company, and we will stay true to that. It's something that we can bring onto the table. And that depends on whether other parties will be interested to that and how do we work together on that front.
So it seems to me like a good partner may be someone, a company like Green Packet, because they have the technology or they have the capabilities to build technology, but they may not have the kind of access like you do, the access to merchants and the access to customers.
It could be. And of course, we also need a partner or a party with the financial product on offer, because I don't think in a very short time period I would want to have a banking license or I want to have my own financial products and services.
Given that the landscape's getting so competitive, would Bonus Link shareholders or Bonus Link look to selling its business and maybe merging its database and merchants with a partner, perhaps one of the smaller e-wallets like Boost that is hungry for market share?
The marketplace is obviously quite competitive. There are obviously a lot of payment organizations, wallets, and other fintech companies. Whom we are or what we are is actually a bit unique because we are a loyalty program, which you don't really see many in the marketplace. I think we have that unique situation, and the strong differentiator is the system, the technology, the people, and the members that we have. And I think that we do carries a lot of value. And for us, obviously, we would want to take the organizations to the next level in whichever form and manner that works for the organization, for the shareholders. And that is both looking at buying others, investing into others, or also opportunity for others to invest into us. But as you can see from our P&L, we do have a very strong, very healthy cash reserve. And for us, I think during this difficult situation, it's actually open up a more opportunity for us to rethink and to bring it to a next level.
Financial position very strong. I think about 100 over a million ringgit. I think BonusLink has a lead in building up the reward system, the rewards database, the merchants, and that kind of consumer mindshare. But then in the digital world, usually it's only one or two players. It's like a winner takes all in a digital world. So perhaps like what you're saying, maybe a merger, and there will be more synergies instead of just going on your own. I can't see BonusLink going on its own, because it's just simply users have very short attention span, and there's only so many apps they want to put on their phone and so many cards that they only want to put in their wallet.
Definitely. I think it's really pick where your battle is and work with your allies or frenemies in certain extent to reach the bigger goal. The next wave or next phase that is actually very critical. If anyone just purely playing on payment, I don't think they will go big on it. It's how do you grow it to the next level? Payment is really the close the loop and convert the sale. To know that what happens, you are definitely right. For a market of our size, chances are you may only have one or two or even two to three for some of the industry. The good thing is, I think we have been doing very well and having very strong in our loyalty platform. And that is something that we believe that we should leverage it. We should partner with someone or to grow the ecosystem together.
Why do you move from Alipay Singapore to come back to Malaysia? You're Malaysian, right?
Yes, I'm Malaysian. I'm Penangian. So in a way, I'm bucking the trend a bit. One is, of course, is for family reasons that I chose to come back.
Mm.
But secondly, is also I think the opportunity lies with this organization. Picking up this story is interesting on a few counts. One is it's not too big that from a red tape, bureaucratic matrix organization or not, it will be very hard to move. And it's not too small where it doesn't really make sense to do it, to start everything from new. It's an organization of a certain size, with the backing of the shareholders. It makes it, and also the free hands that is given, the empowerment that is given, it actually allows me to do a lot more. Because the number one question during my interview with the shareholders was, what do you mean by digital transformation since you want me to do it? Then they said, Melvin, go ahead, think of what it should be. We leave it in your good hands. So so that gives me the free hands to do something. And for me, if I can really turn the organizations around, transform it to the next stage, it's not just benefiting myself, the organization, but I think it also brings value and make people's life, especially Malaysian life, a lot easier, a lot more convenient. And that's some the little wishful thinking that I have, where I do hope that all of us, no matter how small our effort is, can do something for the people, for the nation.
Well, thank you for speaking with us and all the best. Melvin Ooi, CEO of BonusLink Card. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. Unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.